Hey, what's up? I'm Brian Fennell, also known as Bri Guy, and I have a show called Wine Unknown. So if you have any questions that you would like to get answered about wine, just click the link. It's going to send you to my inbox, and you just leave your message there.
That looks good. What's that?
It's Wine Unknown.
Welcome to Wine Unknown. I'm your host. My name is Brian Fennell, also known as Bri Guy, and I'm a wine specialist. What does that even mean? Well, it means that I know a lot of information about wine, and I want to share that along with my passion with you guys. So no matter where you're at in your journey, no matter if it's the beginning, the middle, well, let's face it, there's no such thing as the end. This is the show for you. So last episode, we defined what wine was. This episode, allow me to tell you how to taste wine. Why do people put it up to the light? Why do people swirl their glasses around? Why do people spit it out? What? Well, let's talk about it. Hopefully you have something in front of you throughout this audio experience, and cheers! Okay, so there's this thing in the wine world that we call the five S's of wine. That's sight, swirl, smell, sip, spit, or savor would be the last one. Why would you spit? Well, in the professional setting, a lot of people don't want to get drunk or seem drunk throughout their professional shift, I guess you would say. So that's why you spit. You still get a lot of the flavors, but you don't get the full effect of the wine when you spit. We'll just leave it like that. We'll dive into that a little bit later, but let's start off with sight. The first S, which would be sight. Why are you looking at your wine? Well, first and foremost, you're looking at it to make sure that it is what it's supposed to be. And that is, if you wanted a white wine and it's red, well, obviously, that's wrong, you know? Outside of that, you want to make sure that the wine looks desirable. Because if someone pours it and then there's like clumps just falling out of the bottle into your glass, that doesn't really look too good, right? Something could be wrong. And there's a lot to say about that, on how that could happen. Something could have went wrong in the winery, the chemicals just started to unbind. There's a whole lot of different things that could happen. It's like, why does it look like there's silver glitter in my wine? It's not supposed to have that. And that's the fault that does happen in wine. It's still, you can still drink it, but it's just not, it's not what you expected. Then there's also, you're looking for clarity in the wine. Can you see through this wine or not? Some grape varietals are so thin that you can see through it. It looks like it's water, you know, or it's just so clear that it just looks like you have a filter on over your hand through your glass of wine. Then there's some wines that's just so thick skin that you can't see through the glass. We call that opaque. You can't see anything. And that's how it's supposed to be for that grape varietal or that wine. So pretty much you're looking for things like that. But then there are little tricks too. So when you're like tilting your glass and then you see on the edges of the glass as the wine is coming down, that tells you a lot. If it's coming down nice and slowed on the side of your glass, then that could mean two things, or one of two things. One, it's a sweet wine. Or two, it's high in alcohol. Now, this is important for those of you that go to your wine shop and buy bottles randomly. This is going to help out so much. A little tip. So when you're in your wine shop and you just don't know what to get, you don't know if it's sweet or if it's dry, but you want a sweet wine, what you want to do is turn the bottle around or try to find wherever it says a number with a percent sign. That's the alcohol by volume. And that's going to let you know if the wine is dry or sweet or high in alcohol or not high in alcohol, essentially, right? So when you're looking for this number, because they're getting pretty crafty with it on labels, they make it so small. It has to be somewhere on the bottle to let you know. So if you're looking for a sweet wine, you're looking for a number like 7%, you know, 8%. The highest that you can go, that's where it still can be sweet, could be around like 9%. But that's probably not the kind of sweet that you're looking for, but 9% or lower, you're looking for that. If you're looking for something that has a lot of alcohol for a wine, then you're looking at something like 14.5, which usually comes from like California or a warm climate kind of place, like even Spain, like those, you know, like those wines are going to have like your 14.5s or somewhere around there, you know, so you're looking for that. Which brings us to the next phase or the next step of swirling. Why is that important to swirl your glass of wine? Well, it's important because what it does is introduce oxygen to wine. Usually that's a bad thing, but in this moment, it's not. The reason why is because oxygen pushes the aromas upward, which hits the alcohol, and that gives it that little bump to create that aroma to hit your nose from the glass. Essentially, that's the make of it. That's what's happening. That's why you swirl. In the industry, we call that opening up. Let's open up the wine. Outside of opening up the bottle of wine, this is how you open the wine so therefore the oxygen can push the aromas forward to your nose. That's why you swirl, so you can get all of the aromatics that the wine is offering. Which brings us to our next S, which is smell or sniff. However you want to do it, as long as you're doing a as long as you're doing that and breathing it in, you're doing it right. Now, the importance of this is when the wine is introducing itself to you on a deeper level. Like, this is like another layer that just got peeled back. And now you're starting to smell some fruit, you know? You're starting to smell some herbs. You're starting to smell some spices. It's starting to give you a little bit of its personality. Just a hint. Just a hint. It's letting you know, I'm here. I got you. All right, we're in this experience together. You know, like, I'm going to be vulnerable with you just a little bit, you know? I just want to let you know that I'm interested in whatever you think of me. That's it. That's it. It's kind of like the first date. Like, all right, I'm there. I'm here. I'm not going to give you all of me right now. This is the first date, but this is a taste of what I'm like. And that's really important. That's an intimate experience. That's why this whole thing with the five S's are important, because it's helping you determine if you like it or if you don't. And you don't have to go too far, you know, like as we're smelling this, we will already know if it's something that we like or we do not like. If you know yourself and you know you don't like something that's bitter or tannic or oaky, the wine is letting you know that at the nose. You're like, no, this smells like this has like cigars in it. This smells like cigarette. This smells like smoke. This isn't for me. You know, or, ooh, this smells like guava. This smells like a pineapple. This smells like, you know, all right, I'm with that. I had great experiences with those actual fruits in life, and I love that. You know, so that's kind of what this is. This is kind of like that first date kind of thing. I mean, you know, it's like, I'm gonna give you a little snippet of who I am. And I think that's great. And hopefully, as you start to taste more on your journey, you appreciate the vulnerability of the wines telling you where they're from and their family tree. You know, because then maybe you'll start looking into like the producers, the winemakers, the actual soils they come from. Maybe, you know, like the culture, and then you understand them. And then that becomes, I went a little bit too far. I'm sorry. Let me pull it back. I'm sorry. But we're still just on smell. And that's what you're smelling for, right? Outside of that, there are some things that stands out a lot within this whole smelling part. You're making sure you don't smell vinegar. You're making sure you don't smell something like a wet cardboard. These are faults. That means the wine has went bad. Because you don't want to sit there and not smell something, just taste it and then it's bad. Like, not bad in a sense of I don't like it, but bad as it's spoiled, it's rotten, it's not good, it's not healthy for me to consume. And that's where we're at when we say bad in terms of wine. So when you're at like a restaurant and you order something and they give you a taste, that taste is not for you to sit there and be like, oh, I don't like this, I don't want to order this, I want to order something different. It's not that. It's to make sure that you understand this wine is not spoiled. And that pretty much sums up why do you smell your wine. First, it's to smell all of the beautiful aromatics this wine is giving off on introduction. And to also make sure that the wine is not spoiled before you consume it or try to consume it. That's that. That's that. Once you confirm that it's good off of aromas, now we all are excited for the next step, which would be to sip or taste. But just to stay within the five S's, we're going to say sip. All right. So this is when you're introducing the wine to your palate. And this is when you're going to get the structure of the wine. This is when you're going to know if it's light bodied, heavy bodied, if it has a lot of sugar or if it doesn't, if it's tannic, if it's astringent. This is when you're going to get all of the rest of the information to help you understand your palate and if you like it or if you don't like it. But that's pretty much what sipping is, right? Now, the structure of it, when you're trying to like determine if you like it or not, we're not going to go off of the flavors or anything yet. We're going off of trying to figure out if this wine is balanced, because some of them can have too much acidity for you. And if like, it's just too tart, or it could be too astringent and bitter for you, where that's most of the case with red wine, where it's like, that's a little bit too bitter for me. But this is when you start to hone in and cultivate your own preference, and you're able to articulate it to people when they ask you, well, what kind of stuff do you like? What kind of wines do you drink? Now you're starting to get a clear understanding of what it is that you do like and that you don't like, and or both, whatever, you know. So now we're talking about like, is it light on your tongue? Is it heavy? Because something light like a Pinot Grigio or a Pinot Noir could just be like, oh, that's pretty pleasant, you know. Something heavy like a Cabernet Sauvignon, or even sometimes like a Chardonnay, can sit there and just be a little bit too dense. Like, that's too much. That's too much, you know? Or you could find that in between. But then outside of that, now we're looking at acidity, you know, like something that's really like a high acid, like a Sauvignon Blanc or a Pinot Grigio, that can go with like your oysters, your food, like your light dishes, you know? Or something like that's not like in full bodied, like a cab, can go with like your steaks. Like, now you're starting to understand the structure just based off of like the texture of the wine. And then you start breaking down even more and more descriptors of, okay, I like it when it's, I usually like my wine a little bit more on the lighter side or heavier side or even somewhere in between. that's okay. It does not matter because you understand what you like based off of structure. And now you have the language to be able to articulate to whoever you're talking to maybe make a recommendation or help you get to a wine that you will enjoy. Now, that's just the first part of why we sip. The next part of why we sip is the flavors. First of all, we're checking to make sure the flavors are going to be the same as the ones, the aromatics that we had when we sniffed or smelled the wine. And it's okay if they don't smell the same. And that's the beauty within wine, because it could be just as intricate as like, this tastes nothing like how it smells, and it's still beautiful. The flavors can be the same as what you smell, or they can be vastly different. And you have to determine if you like the similarities or contrast, or if you just don't like it at all after that, you know? I don't know, but that's up for you to decide. And that's the beauty of the journey. It's because like you're just finding things that's like tailor-made for you and your palate. And that's just it. There we go. That's tasting. That's wine. That's this whole journey, this experience. Where do you go from there? Like, after you tasted it and you confirmed whether you like it or not, now it comes down to spitting or savoring. Like in the industry, when you're working, a lot of people choose to spit so they don't seem inebriated or drunk or like they were having something, so they can still remain professional within a professional setting. Then there are others that like to savor the wine. Now that's when you hold it and now you're just juggling around, and then you also get to swallow. Now when that, you got the alcohol going inside, which is still rising. So now it's still going up your nasal passage. So you're getting even more aromas. But not only that, you're also getting the warming effect from the alcohol. And that's usually why people are just like, no, I'd rather spit. But it's whatever you choose to do, that's entirely up to you. And it does not matter, because there's no one here to judge you. But now you know how to actually taste wine. I have to say thank you for checking out this episode of Wine Unknown, where we learned how to taste wine. I think that we do have a really great foundation going on just for our building blocks on how things are going to go within our wine journey. Oh man, I just love it. If you love it, make sure that you like, subscribe, leave comments, whatever it is that you need to do on these DSPs for this show, please do it. Also, you can always go to www.yobryguy.com, and on there, I have this feature where you can click a button and leave a voice message about anything that you want to ask me about wine, and I will answer it. All right, so please check that out. And until next time, I bid you adieu. Cheers. Thank you for checking out Wine Unknown.